Sarah Levins brings a transcendent all-folk sound to her music, carried by a voice that is truly unforgettable. The striking multi-instrumentalist just released her sophomore EP, I Spy, last Friday, and I've had it on repeat all weekend. Sarah Levins joins me in studio now to talk about the music and some exciting gigs coming up later this month. Welcome to 2SER, Sarah. We're very happy to have you here this morning.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
No problem at all. Now, you just released your new EP called I Spy.
Yeah.
It is so beautiful. Congratulations. Now, this is your second EP following the release of your debut, Northbirds. Mm. Now, this record touches on the idea that finding connections between the big and the small, reminding that there's often more than what meets the eye.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about the inspiration behind this album?
Yeah, totally. I mean, that's sort of spot on. It's really about seeing the connections between really large things and really small things and seeing how they sort of connect in a circular way. You know, you think about things in outer space like, planets and circular galaxies, and then how that reflects in lines in your hand or river systems, and the repetition of that felt really circular to me. And so that sort of circle concept made its way into all of the parts of the EP.
Yeah, wonderful. And I can really visualize myself on a rainy day, cozying up with a cup of tea on a window ledge with this album playing in the background. What do you want listeners to lean into while listening to I Spy?
I think that sort of vibe. I think, you know, really listening to it if they can. I think just feeling a sense of release and relaxation is what I sort of intended. Making the EP gave me a lot of joy and hope. So I would hope that that's sort of something that's inspired in them by listening to it as well.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. And the title track, I Spy, was released earlier this year as a bit of a teaser.
Yeah.
And throughout the song, the lyrics, "Nothing is a coincidence, nothing is so serious," are on repeat.
Yeah.
And it's kind of this mantra that feels like a bit of a gentle reality check, which I quite like.
Yeah, fully. Yeah.
And I think the whole song itself is very poetic and descriptive, and really for the whole album is very poetic.
Yeah.
Can you walk us through your songwriting process of this album?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it happened over a really long span of time. And a lot of these songs are kind of like Frankensteins. Like they're sort of like I'd write one half of the song and then realize that the second half of another song that I'd written needed to be the second half of that song. And so it came about quite organically. And then when we actually got into where we record, which is at home, a lot of the inspiration came from that process of just like trying things out and experimenting. And there wasn't a lot of like premeditated stuff with this EP. It was just sort of, a lot of it came from collaboration and working with different people on the EP and loving doing that.
Wonderful. So who did you work with?
So Jerome Blase co-produced the album, and then I had Josh Spolk on bass, and then I had Bonnie Songs on drums as well.
Awesome.
Bonnie Stewart, sorry, I should say. Bonnie Songs is her artist name, but Bonnie Stewart is her actual name. Yeah.
Shout out. I find that album cover itself super lovely.
Yeah.
To give you a bit of a description, it's Sarah in this beautiful blue dress from a bird's eye view perspective, and the dress is falling around her, but it's made to look as though Sarah is the pupil and the dress is like the iris.
Mm.
How did that visual idea come to life together?
So when I was looking back at the different song artworks and when I was kind of envisioning how I wanted the EP cover to look, I always wanted something circular, obviously, to sort of play into the concept. But I realised that a lot of the song artworks kind of looked like they were taken from a top-down view, like a bird's eye view. And then I was thinking about how do I sort of incorporate myself? I wanted some sort of indicator of me on the cover of the EP. How do I sort of tie those two things together? And then I realised if we shot it from above and made it look like an eye, because I Spy, then it would sort of work. And it was amazing. We literally shot it in my partner Jerome's parents' shed in the Southern Highlands.
No way.
Like it was so DIY and came together so last minute and just worked. And it was one of those really magical things. It was so exciting.
Where did you get that beautiful dress from, or the material that's falling around you?
That was made for the actual shoot. And a fantastic artist and designer friend, Lara Louise is her name. She sort of worked on all the costuming, and I basically said to her, how do we do this? Because I don't have much knowledge in terms of, you know, costuming and fabric design. And she basically just took the reins and said, come with me. I know how to do it. I went fabric shopping. I picked out a few fabrics I liked. And then she literally hand sewed all of the different circle skirts. And it was just amazing. She spent like 8 hours that day, you know, rejigging the skirts for me. Wow. And fixing them in between takes. Like, she was just absolutely brilliant. So credit to her for that.
Full credit. That's awesome. Yeah. And you've got some exciting gigs coming up, including I Spy Live in Concert at the Vanguard on July 31st.
Yeah, I can't wait.
This the first release for this is already sold out. Yep. So that's awesome. Congrats.
Thanks.
Be sure to grab your tickets for that quickly. What can fans look forward to from a live performance of I Spy?
Oh, gosh. I mean, it really has come out of, I've been running a gig series at the moment in a bunch of different underground venues around Sydney called In The Ring. And it's really sort of developed out of that. And it really feels like a visual representation of the concept that I was going for with I Spy. So we sort of play in a bit of a semicircle. There's lots of circle visuals. A lot of the music is, I won't sort of do any spoilers, but there's a lot of the music is sort of based around that concept as well, in how we actually play it live. And so it feels like the final form of all of those different gigs. And it feels like, I don't know, just like a massive celebration. I'm so excited for that gig. It's going to be, the best thing ever. And getting everyone together that worked on the EP, you know, so many amazing players and friends that worked on it. So, yeah, stoked, excited.
Sounds like it's going to be a great night. Yeah. Sarah, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a real pleasure having you on air. I Spy is an orchestral future folk sound paired with the voice of an angel. Sarah Levin's latest EP is out now on all streaming platforms.